Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
The Knicks' winning streak came to an end last night with the Spurs taking Game 3 of the NBA Finals at the Garden, 115-111. On the heels of that, troublemakers clash with cops outside the Bryant Park watch party.
Midtown went from a sea of blue and orange cheering on the Knicks to a rowdy crowd brawling with police.
Knicks and five, you heard?
The moment the Knicks lost to the Spurs, things took a turn, with bottles being thrown, Spurs shirts set on fire, and angry fans tearing down street signs. Jaquavius Sam, one of the fans at a Bryant Park watch party.
Don't trip, relax. New York, stand up, still, keep fighting.
Nori came all the way from Canada to watch the Knicks play courtside.
Brunson's hitting his shots, kind of got into foul trouble a little bit early on in the game.
He, like many other fans, think the Knicks have what it takes to come back even stronger in the next game. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
President Trump was at the game. He was booed when he was seen on camera during the national anthem. He, however, had a different takeaway.
It was certainly amazing. It was, I think, mostly cheers. It was loud and it was very enthusiastic.
Mayor Mamdani was in the standing room only section.
That's something that I purchased directly from the Madison Square Garden. Close to $1,000 was the price of it.
Longtime Knicks fan Spike Lee wore that Knicks jersey that Pope Leo signed for him last year. The next game's coming up tomorrow night, also at the Garden, Game 4. We are hearing from two of the victims now of the stabbing at Penn Station Sunday night. Henry Obadiah talked to ABC 7.
It was weird. It's like he saw me and he just like went with a roundhouse and just went right after me, unprovoked. And then I hear this guy in the escalator, he goes, "He's got a knife, he's got a knife."
Police say the 51-year-old suspect, an emotionally disturbed homeless man, suddenly lunged at people out of nowhere on the NJT concourse. Stephen Hatchkiss was among them and, despite being wounded, tried to help.
I am a fireman in New Jersey, so I was telling him, like, look, you have a mass casualty incident going on. There's four people right with me, and the guy was running through Penn Station, so there's probably more.
Henry needed three stitches to his lip, Stephen six stitches to his neck. He says at first he didn't even realize he'd been slashed.
I'm going up the escalator and a guy turns around. He's like, dude, you're bleeding all over the place. So I look down, my shirt is covered in blood. I immediately, you know, grab my neck, start squeezing.
Both men will be okay. Police say the suspect, who has prior arrests in New Jersey for assault and drugs, was high on drugs during the rampage. He's now at Bellevue undergoing a psych evaluation. Charges are pending. A man loses his life after confronting a teenager on a bus who was talking too loudly on his phone.
The BX36 bus sits on the corner of East Tremont Ave and White Plains Road, hours after police say a 41-year-old man was shot inside and died at Jacoby Hospital.
When I was at work, I just saw a whole bunch of commotion, a whole bunch of people outside. Where the bus was parked is actually not a bus stop. So that's how it caught my attention.
Destiny works across the street. It all happened just after 2:30 Monday afternoon.
Yeah, it's really sad. I haven't gotten on the bus in probably 30 years, but I don't think I'll ever get back on the bus.
Police say they're looking for a man in a white shirt who fled on foot. Christy Kalishian, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM in Van Ness, the Bronx.
The victim's name is yet to be released. TW Local 100 says the bus driver, while not physically injured, was left traumatized. In a statement, the union said NYC Transit President Demetrius Critchlow should be, quote, more concerned about transit workers' lives than he is about matching his suits with baseball caps. There is a law in New York City that public schools must provide free menstrual products to students. A new survey of kids at 25 schools finds that is not happening. City Council member Gail Brewer.
I want the school personnel to make sure and to tell people that it's available, not just to sort of pretend that it's not an issue. It is an issue. So I want the law enhanced. I want communication about the law.
Students at 56% of the schools surveyed said period products were rarely or never available in student bathrooms. In 80% of the schools, the students didn't even know who to report that to. Brewer tells 1010 Wins this points to a larger issue in our society.
People being very upset about many different things, the world around them. It's important to have this support for the women. So I find this quite distressing.
Well, 1010 Winds has reached out to the City Department of Education and is awaiting a response. Hey, are you a PSE&G customer? Well, we may have some good news for you. The utility may cut your cost for natural gas by 5%. Like, for real. They've actually requested a rate reduction from the State Board of Public Utilities in New Jersey. That could kick in by October 1st. They say they're able to do this mostly by purchasing the supply before demand peaks. This would also come after Governor Sherrill signed an executive order on her first day in office that puts a halt on any utility price increases. As we get ready to mark the nation's 250th birthday, Staten Islanders are being invited to let future generations know what life was like in your borough in 2026. Yeah, they're doing a time capsule.
If you're opening this capsule and people are still arguing about parking, traffic, and property taxes, some things truly never change.
All joking aside, Councilmember Frank Morano tells 1010 Winds it's not just stuff. He says Staten Islanders can submit a brief video message that shares your hopes and dreams.
When future Staten Islanders open this capsule in 2076, I want them to feel like they've met us. I want them to know what we laughed about, what we worried about, what we loved about this borough, and what kind of future we hoped we'd leave behind.
Bottom line,
appreciate what you've inherited. The freedoms, institutions, neighborhoods, and traditions you enjoy didn't happen by accident. They were built by generations of people who worked hard, raised families, served their communities, and tried to leave things a little better than they found them.
The location for the capsule to be announced in the coming weeks. The submission deadline is June 22nd. Get all the info on Councilman Morano's website. 18 people busted in a theft ring targeting big box stores on Long Island.
The surveillance video shows the suspects holding a phone with one hand and the other pushing a cart out of the Home Depot here in Commack with things like power tools and lawnmowers. Suffolk County DA Ray Tierney says the 18 accused paid for nothing.
We're talking about professional thieves.
The suspects are also accused of stealing steaks and baby products from Stop and Shop, sunglasses, purses, and clothing from TJ Maxx and Marshalls.
These top shoplifting offenders have stolen tens of thousands of dollars.
The defendants allegedly sold the stolen goods online. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.